The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Winners and sinners on The Hard Shoulder.
This is Winners and Sinners when we look back on the week that was, but as always with a few twists. We're delighted to be joined by Off The Ball's Gerard Gilroy and Weekend Breakfast presenter on Today FM, Alison Curtis. Alison, to you first, your winner of the week.
Roy Keane. Why not? So you all know the story. Gerard definitely knows the story. You know it, right?
I had to ask.
Remind our listeners, for those who don't
exactly.
know.
Exactly. So he was on a podcast, of course, a Stick to Football podcast, and Gary Neville said, what did England do better than any other nation during the World Cup? And Roy Keane said, piss people off, was his answer. And then Sky Bet followed along with that with another interview, and they spoke to him afterwards and said, flipped it on the other side, saying, what did Ireland do better? What does Ireland do as a nation better than anyone else? And he said, it was really lovely. Like, his pride for the country really shone through. And he was like, well, where to start? It's the food, it's the crack, it's the culture, it's the people. And he made a really good point, and it kind of threw back to 2002 World Cup, but like really missing not just the team that obviously we all wanted to get behind for the World Cup, but the fans and how they make it. And he was basically saying, you know, Scottish and Norway fans have been kind of getting the headlines. He's like, but if Ireland had been in the World Cup, we would have given them a run for their
money.
He criticized those fans
2012 European Championship.
Because
they were just there for the crack, and
they were too supportive when we lost.
We were getting walloped.
We got hammered, yeah.
We were getting walloped, and the fans were still singing, and he kind of criticized that.
Yeah.
He's changed, hasn't he?
Or is he just consistent in his curmudgeonliness, perhaps? Although I am a big fan of
absolutely.
How did it go down with his British and English,
I think,
listeners and viewers and supporters?
Didn't see that side of things, but Gary Neville's reaction was typical, as in, they know each other so well, and they're kind of expecting it from him.
Well, he was blessed in his opponent in this regard. I mean, Gary Neville might be really good, but he did not do well in this argument. The things he proposed that England are really good at: the English breakfast, chocolate, royal celebrations.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not exactly, you know, wow.
Yeah.
They do royal celebrations better than anybody, because they're so weird.
And we
they embrace the
weirdness. And we don't have any.
Exactly. You're welcome to that, because it's so
They don't
bizarre.
Do the breakfast better. We do that better.
Oh, definitely.
And England is not known for its chocolate.
Well, he said Cadbury specifically. Wasn't
yeah, Roy Keane says, Ireland's better chocolates than England.
Yeah. And it wasn't that long ago.
Like, he's in the room with
us. Credit to him.
It's very good. But it wasn't that long ago that he was singing the praises of his local sweet shop, and he was bringing them back for, like, Jill Scott and everyone to try the sweets. It was really cute. He was, like, so proud of these penny sweets.
Yeah. You know what? It having a bit of national pride that way, and sticking up for Ireland and our culture and our food and our crack
is good.
It is a good thing.
Can we think of anything England do really well?
I mean, the Premier League's pretty good, right?
It's like football, in fairness.
Yeah.
Pop music.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I got to give it to them.
Movies. But apart from movie, pop music.
What did the Romans ever do for us? We just had John Cleese on the show.
The customs house, the forecourts. What have the English ever done for us?
Can't think of a thing.
But it's interesting, the support in... So I'm just back from Canada, so obviously we could see the reaction to the World Cup
so
there.
You're a football fan now.
Yeah, well, I mean, I have... Since 2002 I have been, really. But yeah, people, even in Canada, like, we're obviously connected to England. I don't get the vibe that there's a lot of support for the English team over there. I don't know. I could be wrong.
How do they feel about the French team in Canada?
Strong. And actually, well, my husband's half French, so he was, you know, glued to it last.
So you're more pro-France than pro-...
Oh, no, Norway's the team I want to win. Like, obviously, is Ireland not all supporting Norway now? No?
No, I mean, I'm not... opposed to them in any way.
But
we might come back to that later. Ger, who's your winner of the week, or what is your winner of the week?
Working from home, shorts in the office, ice cream before lunch, basically, as the world burns, we're enjoying it, right? This bit where...
You and Ciara Kelly have so much in common. You know that?
I don't even think we need to say as the world burns. I think we can just park that.
In fact, you don't like when people say that.
I don't want them to rain on my sunny parade.
No sign of rain. Not for weeks and weeks and weeks.
I know.
You're looking quite tanned, Jeremy.
Well, I was away on holidays, and that gets your base tan early in the summer. And so,
Is that why you went early in the summer?
Yeah,
well, to work on the base tan.
It's much cheaper.
Yeah,
you can take kids out of school.
We should point out Jeremy's wearing
And I think it's outrageous. And I'm actually going to make an official complaint.
Shorts in the office.
He's wearing shorts in the office.
Well, that's not allowed.
First week.
I didn't think it was.
No, I don't think it
Gerard
is.
Gerard writes his own rules, though.
I had a pair of shorts on in the office 2 days ago. I actually am totally agree with you. And in fact, Shane, you're coming. You're the only person in this studio currently who doesn't have their legs out because Alison and I are in
dresses,
but yeah, reasonably short dresses, I think, where they're not yeah, they're not below our knees or whatever.
No, I'm more comfortable with the leg being out than the arm for some reason. So there you go.
My arms are out as I'm barely wearing any clothes.
Well, which is fine too.
Given I had my legs waxed not that long ago, I can't wear shorts.
Are they still hairless?
They're still, it's still
weird looking.
It's still noticeably different.
So I missed this. Sorry, what?
For Make-A-Wish.
For Make-A-Wish.
Ah, okay.
I had my left leg waxed.
Just one. Yeah. Well, you had them both on, and even
well, in hindsight, that would have been clever.
It was very painful, and it like he had a. I don't think I'm speaking out of term when I say you had a full hairy leg, like a full leg of hair.
It was
like you hadn't
hair.
These hairs had like your hair on your leg was about an inch long or whatever.
Yes, yeah.
And she just and ripped it off. Like it was actually, it looked dreadfully sore.
Bear Coleman over here, was it?
How long did it
to come back? Like how long?
Well, it still hasn't fully come back, and it's 2 months ago, is it?
Oh, maybe wow. It never will, you know?
It's coming back. Definitely. Anyway, you're loving this and you basically wanted to continue forever and ever.
I mean, look, I know that we've had these conversations at the World Burning, but we just need to decide that in this specific moment, it's working out for us okay.
With every change comes opportunity, including
exactly.
Climate change.
Yeah.
No, we're only joking.
I know.
It's relax, it's Friday. Yeah. But I don't think it's wrong that just because other parts of, like in the same way other parts of the world experience all kinds of terrible things, and sometimes we will experience terrible things, but that doesn't mean that our little lives on this little rock at the moment, it being very warm and sunny, isn't nice. Like we're only being idiots if we pretend it isn't nice because the weather is gorgeous.
Like that's been said for a Solero at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. But not happen very often in your life.
I'm going to Johnny Marr tonight in Ivy Gardens.
Oh, what amazing.
And
you
just,
know it's going to be nice.
It transforms you. It transforms the night.
Well, it becomes magical. The light
does.
Changes.
That's going to be bliss. That's going to be a great gig. It's a lovely setting.
Yeah.
Gorgeous evening. Like life is short and not always sweet. Enjoy the little moments.
I texted my son and asked him, would he come too? And he said, I can't. He said, I would go out tonight, but I have to go somewhere. I actually thought it was a pretty good response from him.
Did he?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what he actually did.
And then a minute later, yeah, of course I want to go.
That's so funny. He's obviously a chip off the old block
with
the puns.
And does Johnny Marr play all the Smith stuff?
Unlike Morrissey, he actually plays Smith stuff.
Oh, great.
So quite a bit of Smith stuff. So
does he sing it?
Yeah. He's a good voice.
Yeah, he's a great voice.
Yeah, he has a really good voice.
That's going to be so good.
Does he do a Morrissey impression?
No.
I
think you don't mention Morrissey to him.
No. All right, okay.
No. He doesn't like put a rose in his back pocket and go around with his shirt open.
That's
and
never really been his thing, in fairness.
No. So. Look, I actually think you're completely right. And I love, although I don't actually know how to dress for the office anymore because it's roasting outside, but our office, as we all know, is Baltic because of air conditioning, which I'm not sure it's necessary because it doesn't have to be this cold. So I don't really know what to wear, but I am kind of enjoying putting on vaguely summery clothes in a row. Do you know what I mean? Like you don't get consistent nice days.
Also, you get dressed so quickly now. Like it's just,
you don't
know,
have to layer.
There's no layers.
You feel like brave.
You wear three or four items of clothing, including shoes, and that's it, basically.
There was a big thought,
I am
though,
wearing four items of clothing, including shoes. You're exactly right.
About, are you allowed to wear shorts in the office?
Shorts are tricky.
How do we feel about
shorts?
What
is the protocol on this? Well, like, look, I haven't worn them in 24 and a half years, but this week I decided, well
you've got the
what's
legs.
What's going to happen?
They're not like short. They're respectable.
They're not hot pants and they're not like cut offs or anything, I don't
think. They're not O'Neill's, no.
No, I think you have a real Bear Grylls kind of Steve Irwin vibe today, Ger, which I'm kind of digging.
Naturalist thing going on.
Isn't he?
Sure.
As opposed to naturist.
Yeah.
Got to be careful on that
one.
Totally.
But it is, like, this is a treat for us. And also, even the fact that it's kind of, we're already told it's toward like the middle to the end of next week.
Yeah.
We're going to get a run of like 2 weeks of good weather.
You can plan to have people around in the garden.
That's nice.
Yes. Yeah. You can say, oh, I might have a barbecue or I'll go for a lovely walk and I might go to the beach.
Yeah.
We don't have this very often.
No, it makes a big difference. In fact, I felt a little bit robbed because in Canada, the second week I was there, it was super cold. And you guys were hotter here. I'm like, this never happens.
Nothing worse
raining,
than being
cold
on holidays and good weather back home. That actually takes from
the
holiday.
You know, the people who who texts you from home when you're on holidays to tell you the weather's great. And you're like, why are you telling me this?
You're ruining my
just
buzz here.
Don't say it.
Pretend like, you're in the rain. It adds to the
stress. Like, I didn't text you at the weekend say the weather's beautiful here, did I?
No, you didn't.
That would have been mean.
And thank you for that.
It would have just been mean.
I actually knew the weather was beautiful, but other people had texted me.
Had they?
Yes, they
named
had.
Named them and shamed them here on radio.
You can't go away without somebody texting you if the sun comes out back home.
It's true. Maybe people feel the need. Anyway, two really good winners there, Ciara.
Yes, and now here's another winner, Bernie Jameson with the news headlines. And you're very welcome back to Winners and Sinners. Alison and Ger are still with myself and Shane here, and we're going to move on to the sinners portion. Ger, who is your sinner?
Well, I'm wondering, is the Irish political system the sinner here? When you look at our stable, totally normal neighbours in Britain at the moment, and you see Count Binface versus Nigel Farage, why don't we have stuff like this? Why can't we have nice things like
news things?
Where Binface is sitting there in a totally normal Tuesday evening on the panel, and you're like,
it's just an accepted course of events.
We deserve that, don't
it's
we?
A in very British thing, isn't it? I mean, remember we had, there was it Screaming Lord Such from the Monster Raving Loony Party?
Yeah.
And I mean, I remember as a kid watching it, it would go Gilroy, Ger, Conservative, and then it would come up Screaming Lord Fudge, and the amount of Monster Raving Loony Party with a totally straight face, and everyone took it as red. It is a uniquely English thing. They have a very quirky kind of sense of humour.
Yes, they do. Sometimes it's awful, that sense of humour. And this, because it's Farage, Farage is obviously the sinner in this, right? But
I think, bear me out here, that we wouldn't do this, not because they have a weird sense of humour. We have a wacky sense of humour ourselves here, but I think we wouldn't like not to take our politics seriously in that way, because I think we only subtly now, it's definitely fading away, but that old inferiority complex that we have to appear statesmanlike, the Brits don't have that because they don't...
They were the colonial power.
They have a superiority complex. Yeah. So they can take the piss out of themselves, they can take the piss out of their politics, they can do all that. They can play with it in a more playful way than we can, because we are afraid of the old Gombeen man thing. I think we carry a little legacy around that, and our politics...
I don't know.
I don't think we would have Count Binface to me. I have to use this title. I don't think we would do that because we take that more seriously, and we need that for our sense
of I slightly disagree. I think they are more madcap than we are. You know that thing they do, I can't remember where it is.
Cheese rolling down the hill.
How did you know I was going to say
because
that?
Because we are so weird at this point. I know what he's going to say. We have never discussed the cheese going down the hill. And I know what you mean. It's awful. I know
you're in his head.
I know. I live in Shanks.
There's all these little villages all over England that do these mad... Now, I know we've a little bit... You remember there was a Patrick's Day parade somewhere in the... I can't remember where they marched backwards.
Every year?
Yeah, they did it for a few. It was very funny, to be fair. But they are kind of more madcap. No, maybe you're right, Ciara. Maybe we like to be seen to take our politics more seriously.
I think we would never find... Like I'm just thinking of someone like Micheál Martin. He wouldn't entertain a Count Binface. Do you know what I mean? It's different.
I think I agree with you, definitely.
And we need that because we still worry,
the
Irish,
serious
about what people think of us. That's what it is. We still are overly concerned. And a lot of our politics is performative, and we want to be the most progressive now, but at one stage we want to be the most conservative and all those things. Mm-hmm. That's a performative thing because we overly care about what other people think of us. And the Brits either don't care what people think of them or know that people dislike them, and a lot of people, and they just, it's mud in your eye. We need people to think well of us in a different way. I think I would agree with that,
definitely. And it's so ingrained in how, like, I mean, he's been around for quite a while.
He's relatively new. The Monster Raven Loony Party.
They were around for a long time.
For decades. Like, I remember them in the 1970s. So,
that far back? Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
But I actually do love that about Britain, that they do have that kind of zany, and a lot of their comedy... We were talking to John Cleese on the show a little bit earlier. A lot of their comedy is that kind of zany, madcap comedy.
On the same spectrum.
Is it not part of that?
It potentially is,
a continuation of that?
I do think in this specific instance, it is also weird. It's weird that it has all coalesced around the political parties decide not to stand, and then this guy's going to be the only other candidate up against Farage.
Wasn't it a brilliant strategy from the other parties, mm. though, to completely call his bluff, to call Farage's bluff and say, yeah, great, you knock yourself out. We're not playing this game.
It's pretty amazing that they, maybe, do you think they all got together and decided that they were going to do it?
That's what I was wondering as well.
Is there an arch strategist behind, hey, listen, what?
I think they all chose the same path because the same path works for all of them. Although, of course, Farage supporters say that they're afraid to take him on. That's what they say.
Yeah, but.
So he's spinning it in his own way. And that's probably playing quite well with his own audience.
Maybe. But
when Binface beats him.
Oh, well, I did think, imagine if Binface did. Imagine if everybody with an anti-Farage vote, of which there must be more than people who don't
they'll be radicalized.
Have an anti-Farage vote, if they all voted for Binface. He has a policy platform now where he wants to build one social house. That's his thing.
And he wanted to bring back something that
him and the other bins C-Bex. To live in or whatever.
What's that? C-Bex? He wanted to bring that back C-Fax. As well. C-Fax, sorry.
It's like teletext on the telly.
Oh, okay.
It hasn't been around for a long time.
Somebody wants to bring back Airtel.
And he's a fan of Adele.
Airtel is gone, isn't it? Yeah. Yes, I'd bring back Airtel.
It only went about a year or two ago. It went really much after you would have thought it went.
I do remember getting it our telly in the 80s with Airtel and CFAX and whatever the ITV one was.
I booked a holiday once off Airtel.
A lot of people did. Professional footballers, all they did in the afternoon was watch CFAX. They'd always say, yeah, I heard was getting transferred. I read about it on CFAX.
My dad
was a standard response.
My dad used to love it too. And I don't remember the numbers now, but there were certain numbers we all knew. There was like the TV guide was 501, or actually maybe it was 501. But anyway, there was numbers that people used and they'd know what page it was on. It was kind of mad. Anyway, your sinner, Alison, moving on.
I suppose ageism and Anthony Hopkins is going to be releasing his debut album a little bit later on this year.
Of course he is.
Will we play a quick clip of it?
Can we?
Okay, so that's what we're getting.
Yeah. And so I suppose at the age of 88, he said music was his first love. And I'm not sure why it took him so long to decide to do this, but he's done it. Recorded with a big, massive orchestra. And I mean, he's just decided to do it. So at 88, I know he's got the resources, but he's a good lesson in saying that if you're something you've always wanted to do, you're never too old to try it.
If you're something you really want to do and you're a Hollywood A-list actor,
then you just
go ahead and do whatever you want and people will still indulge it.
Shane Coleman is my sinner because he's such a cynic.
But we tell ourselves...
Can I just say Anthony Hopkins gives me a giant pain in the arse.
Oh, really?
Oh, he's such a welcome for himself.
He's such a fine actor.
Nobody should have a welcome for themselves. Other people should have a welcome for you. Nobody should have a welcome for themselves. Is he a fine actor? I'm
allowed of a different.
No, view. You are, but I think
he's a very good over actor at times.
Shane Coleman.
I thought he was great in Shadowlands, the one with Deborah Winger where he plays C.S. Lewis.
He was good in that. The one everyone loves. What's the one where he plays the serial killer?
Silence of the Lambs.
I can't look at that without breaking out laughing. It's so ridiculous, it's comical, But anyway, that's just me.
That is.
I know I'm in the minority of one on this.
I'm with you on the ageism thing, and I take your point. Actually, Shane, that he, like most of us when we're 88, won't have the resources to suddenly launch our musical careers or anything. But I love the idea for that the rest of your lives, till you're dead and buried in the grave, that you can still embrace new things, that you can still, and maybe it isn't new, maybe he's been playing the piano for forever and a day.
Think we
I don't
all
know.
Put restrictions on
yes,
ourselves.
I love this idea that there are still new horizons open to all of us going forward. And as we age, life just as a series of chapters, and they may be different chapters, but they can be new and adventurous and interesting. Yeah. And I love this, and I actually think that is an inspiration to us, because just because he has the resources to do it, that doesn't mean that ordinary 88-year-olds can't take up the piano or can't, you know, take up
something. We don't want to talk
about
like
or join a musical
COVID or anything, but people did learn new skills during that time period. And I think it's inspirational. So ageism is always telling us you can't wear this, you can't do this, you can't look like this, you can't go shopping in H&M, whatever it might be. But let's get rid of that. Let's get rid of that.
No, you're completely right. And we were talking about the summer in Winners just a moment ago. And I did put on this sort of bin bag that I'm wearing to the office today. And I did
is that
look
a bin bag?
Well, it's a bit bin baggy.
And this is bin baggy. It's huge. I love it. It's hiding holiday sins.
But I did look at it in the mirror and went, oh, I don't know if that might be a bit short. Like, and it wasn't short for the office. It was short for me in my 50s. And then I just
Kira,
went,
no.
Bleep it is what I said, because I'm just bleeping myself there, but because that's not
so
exactly
is,
what I
is
said.
Nothing off. I mean, is nothing off limits? Because I there's certain clothes that I look at and go, oh, I'd like to wear it. And I go, nah. I'm actually too old to wear.
Give me an example, because I don't
know.
You never
even
say no. That's not true.
Sometimes
we've
seen
you in here.
Sometimes I do.
Your flamboyantness.
I can't think about it, but I have gone, I'm not 25 anymore. And that's for a 25-year-old. I'm not wearing that.
Like a baggy jeans with a chain out the butt or something like that?
That is his preferred look.
Yeah, I wouldn't go for that anyway.
Maybe that won't work for you.
I don't think anything is off limits if that's what you want to wear. I do think that
doesn't necessarily mean it looks good though, does it?
But it looks good to who?
So you're not wearing it because of an age thing though. You don't think it suits you?
I think sometimes there's a thing. There is age appropriateness. I think there is an expression. No, actually, I can't. I won't. I'll be cancelled if I use the expression. You know, the mutton dressed as lamb. That expression.
You should be cancelled for using that expression. That's a terrible expression.
Well. I didn't invent it. I'm just saying.
I would argue very strongly on what Alison is saying is that
those, I'm not disagreeing with Alison.
Those kind of restrictions.
Yeah, we just put them on
that you shouldn't do such and such a thing because of your age. If you want to wear that chain in work, Shane, hanging out the bum of your trousers with a backwards cap, I am totally supportive.
Yeah, but I look sad if I do that.
To who?
To anyone with a fucking
the more
right.
People that go against
there is no right. There is no wrong in this. Is, no, there's not.
I think that's simplistic.
I think what you're saying is actually simplistic.
I'm nuanced. I'm saying sometimes certain things just look ridiculous on you. I don't think anything goes.
But if you want if to you, wear them.
Yeah, if you want. Look, it's a free country if you want it. But you might look ridiculous.
I don't know.
Well, people that go against the tide, the less ridiculous we'll all look.
Yeah.
Or the more ridiculous we'll all look.
Shorts to the office.
Yeah.
If you want to. If you've got
there's
the legs,
there's upstairs wearing them today.
Are there? Okay.
They are under 30.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's Today FM. Like anything goes up there.
They know nothing. I was going to say they know nothing about age appropriate, but they're all about 12. So,
yeah,
you know, so that's why. I think down with ageism. Let's put ageism in the sinner's bin, in the definitely. Sin bin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I agree with down with ageism.
Good.
Just not sure about Anthony Hopkins.
You stop that now.
Album, but anyway.
I like him.
Okay, we will be back in a moment. Stay with us.
Ignition sequence start.
This is the last bit of the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
And you're welcome back to Winners and Sinners. Ger and Alison are still with us. Alison, any other business for the week?
Well, we did touch on it, but yeah, very much looking forward to staying up on Saturday night and being wrecked for my show on Sunday. But Norway v England, and yeah.
Who you're cheering for Norway?
Yeah, I think like, you know, when we didn't, so I had the opportunity to cheer for Ireland, that didn't happen. And then I had the opportunity to cheer for Canada, that's gone now too.
It
so
went well
you've
got for a
to
while.
Choose another team. And I'm just obsessed with Erling. I'm just obsessed with him. And I know the internet is as well. And he's definitely become one of the most talked about players of the tournament. There's this huge, huge queue of talk show hosts and US shows trying to get him on. And there's been this long narrative on Instagram about his new form of masculinity. And like, once you click on something, we know the algorithm.
So what is his new form of masculinity?
So it's like hugging and smiling and being kind to people around him and not being macho and the way he celebrates his goals and all of that. And
he is much loved on social media.
He is much loved.
I mean, that's, as far as I'm people concerned, find that's him all that matters.
No. People find him hilarious. People find him very likable. He's got a massive following that isn't just about football, I think.
That's what I was going to say. So he's the one person that's kind of maybe brought non-footballers into the tournament. But I mean, as I say, once you click on something, you get all these videos and it's, you know, how you see all these other players just for the support staff throwing shirts in their faces and he's like picking them up and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, so that's the kind of
Boys are being quite quiet. Do you boys like him as much as we like him?
He's some player.
Yeah, he's amazing. He plays for Man City. Like, you know, it's hard to get over that they signed him. Manchester City, this is very boring, but they've got like loads of financial advantages that has left an asterisk over all their greatest achievements for the last 10 years, and he comes at a knockdown rate, and you know, we're just suspicious of that. But great, great fella. Yeah, great fella.
Stay humble.
Yeah. In fairness, he is relatively, for somebody who's been a superstar from the time he was 17 and everybody essentially knew that he was going to reach, he keeps continuing to perform and never really disappoints. Had one kind of small blip and still scored 40-odd goals. And everyone's like, oh, he's lost his form, hasn't he?
Yeah.
And has showed up at the World Cup with the entire country's shoulder on his shoulders. And
he carries it lightly. He
does,
definitely carries that lightly.
He seems to have a good sense of humor. Look, there could be loads of bad things I haven't seen just because my algorithm.
I don't think there is, particularly.
But, you know, and obviously comes from pretty, you know, good genes, both mom and dad, extremely, you know.
And there's a nice link between our first topic as well and him, Roy Keane, because his Roy Keane
nearly killed his father.
Yeah, well, he didn't nearly kill him, but there was a tackle, all right.
He messed up his career, though, didn't he?
Well,
played again.
He played again. Yeah.
And Ger, your any other business?
My any other business is about the British Irish Council, which is taking place, talking about banning mobile phone use for social media for under 16s. I'm like, good topic, lads. Why is
that in within your bailiwick?
I'm not sure, but I'm all in favour of this. I think. The addictive powers of the massive tech companies being wielded on developing brains
is scary.
One of the major crises of our time, and we're all sleepwalking into it. We certainly did in our house.
I know, we have all done it. Like, yeah, my kids are older than yours, and we've all failed to get to grips with this as parents, as societies. I think the tech companies had the absolute jump on us on this, though, that we've been behind the curve since the get-go, really.
Now, if Jess Kelly was here, she would say banning it for under 16s will not work. That what we should be looking at, and I think this is probably what the Irish government is looking at, is age verification process. Mm-hmm. So you can only get on certain websites if you can show you're over the age. Jess would argue the Australian ban has not worked, for example. I'm just saying, quoting what she would say.
I would say these all sound like trying to achieve the same thing, and we should be trying everything. Like, do both. I don't think they're all binary. Like, put the ban in place to give everybody the moral authority to say, no, it's illegal, you can't do it, and then go, and anyway, you have to be age verified. You know, why not do all of these things? And
I suppose traditionally bans have just made people find other ways
around. And kids are pretty innovative when it comes to...
way more tech savvy.
Apparently, because it has been brought in Australia, you're quite right, that there's as many kids as ever are on social media and all that. It's interesting they're talking about it and all sorts of different ways and just lying.
Is VPN the right term?
Yes. Okay. But also, I don't know, I thought... I'm not sure why we're talking about it with the UK, because are we not signing up to trying to do something Europe-wide? Do you know what I mean? I think we are. I think Ursula von der Leyen has come out in this, and I think we are talking about being part of an EU cohesive plan around social
media. Which makes sense.
Kids. Yes.
Yeah. And particularly since so many of them are regulated here.
Yeah,
and maybe that's what it is.
And it's all kind of globalised, so they're kind of doing it across the whole European community sort of thing. So I'm not sure why it's a UK...
British-Irish, are they trying to be kind of... contemporary Blind. And with it, and are they?
But
trying
to that, or talk about bin face? I don't know. Maybe it's like items for the agenda.
But there are pretty important items going on between Ireland and Britain at the moment that maybe would be worth talking about.
I suspect this might be item 22 after they talk about
this. Is there any other business in the same way it's our any?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure
pints.
They'd love the comparison.
I think they. Well, I see no reason why they shouldn't. We have our own lofty conversations here on the Hard Shoulder with Winners and Sinners.
We do. And listen, that is, we better leave it there, I suppose. We'll go off and let Ger in his with his ice cream
in his
shorts,
safari suit.
Enjoy the good weather. Thanks, Min. Ger Gilroy and Alison Curtis, thanks to both of you for coming in. That's our lot for
It certainly is.
Week, actually. Kira.
It's Friday. It's 7 o'clock. It is gorgeous weather. Go and enjoy it. Have a phenomenal weekend.
Yeah, enjoy the football. Tuarara, agus togabuye.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.